Hello, and thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts. This week is interesting and excited to talk about it because I think it has so much to do with my healing journey and so much of the work that I had to do on myself. I actually made a trip back to visit my family. There was a birthday celebration for my sister-in-law, and my husband and my kids stayed back in California, and I flew back to Wisconsin. And going back to the house that I grew up in, and this is a place that holds a lot of memories for me. And those memories are not always the best memories. This is a place that I experienced a lot of trauma. And I had to think about whether or not I was willing to share that aspect of myself and be vulnerable in that capacity. Because it's not that I don't want to hurt my parents in any way, but it is part of my story and part of my journey. My father had struggled with alcohol throughout my childhood, and it is what it is, you know. And I'm not going into the details of what was experienced, but therein lies a lot of the initial trauma that I experienced in my life. And he got to the point where that had changed for him. He no longer, and this is the interesting thing, he still can consume alcohol, which I know a lot of people that have dealt with alcoholism cannot do that and cannot go back to alcohol and be okay with it. He can drink and not have the issues that he had when I was younger, which is a miracle unto itself. So, how that works, I have no idea, but he can. He's a completely different person than we had in our younger years. But my childhood years and my adult years, night and day. And so, when I came back to this place, I would say more in my 20s and 30s, there was a lot of memories of pain and those moments of trauma. And then when I started to work on my healing and dealing with that trauma and forgiveness and moving through that, I've noticed a difference. And that's what I thought would be a great aspect to bring to this podcast for this week. Because when I come home and I visit, it's not about the memories of the pain and the things that I experienced that were hard for me when I was younger. I actually have more memories of the goodness, of the good times, of the aspects of this place that could be cherished. And now I can remember the good times in my 20s and 30s and such that were memorable when he wasn't drinking. So it kind of starts to erase all those moments of pain and challenges. And that to me is to speak about how working on your healing journey, how working on our traumas, how digging in and working on those layers of forgiveness can have such a significant and profound impact on how we look back at our past and how we can start to view and look through the lens and see things very differently than we did 10, 15, 20 years ago. when I was younger, and very shortly after he changed his drinking and how he was when he drank, 5 years after, 10 years after, 15 years after, there was a lot of bitterness and a lot of anger, and I wasn't in a place of forgiveness at that point. So a lot has changed for me, and with my perspective, having gone through my healing. And I'm so incredibly grateful on how I get to experience the place I grew up, my visits with my family, the conversations that we're able to have. You know, I get distracted when my husband and my kids are here because I'm playing with them, entertaining, we're doing stuff together. It's definitely a bit different. I've had a few more intimate, deeper conversations with my mom and dad on this trip, which has been really lovely, to say the least. But yeah, it's just, I thought being here on my own, this would be a great opportunity to kind of bring this conversation into the podcast to essentially talk about how these aspects of healing are so important and how life-changing they can be when we have the opportunity to work through our traumas, our pain. What if my parents have passed? What if I have never worked through these aspects? What if I never forgave? What would this place have been to me? Would it always have been a place that I saw as negative? Would I have had these deep conversations that are loving and connected with my mom and dad? I don't know that that would have been possible had I not done the healing work. So, night and day. And now I get to go. I don't know how long I have with my parents. I mean, they're in their 70s. So, for whatever time I have remaining with them, I get to continue on this journey with them in a continued healthier space, hopefully. And I'm like, I'd like to think now that I'm able to heal and know how to heal and continue in a more enlightened space, in that awareness, that if we have any challenges or dips or conflicts, that I will know how to work through that much better and much quicker, that we can continue to have a healthier life. Again, as whatever time frame we have, but the gift of being able to go through that. And I think there's so many families that we meet and people that we talk to in a lifetime that conflict exists or has existed, and people have never taken the time or resolved things. And then they go through the lifetime and somebody's gone or people are gone, and you have no resolve. And then you're like, well, I don't know. We never fixed it. We never had that conversation, or I wish we would have. And I get to go through life going, gosh, we managed to fix a lot. And I think the other beautiful thing, when you have an opportunity to work through forgiveness, my dad has never said I'm sorry to me. And I don't know that I necessarily mean it, because I've done so much of the Ho'oponopono, and I did an episode on that. It's really about forgiving yourself and freeing yourself. I just lost my train of thought on that. But again, it's freeing your soul from it. Oh, it came back to me. It came back to me. And I lost it again. It is so funny. Let me see if I can remember this. Come back to me. Where was I going with that? I knew it was important. Oh, I did get it back. Okay, so here it is. When I look at my dad and mom and the whole healing aspect, is you start to see the people that hurt you, or you start to see the person that inflicted the pain upon you, and you start to see the child in them and wondering who hurt them or who harmed them. And you start to see them as a child that had been harmed or hurt. And you start to have empathy and compassion for them. And it changes the anger and the pain and the frustration you have for what they did to you. And that's part of the forgiveness process, because this compassion, this forgiveness, this empathy kind of becomes a little more full circle, because it's like, what happened to you to cause you to have to get into a state where you needed to resort to alcohol to kind of like suppress emotions and whatever it is that you needed to suppress and take out what you needed to take out on those that were closest to you? Like, what caused you to be the way that you are, to do what you did to me? What happened to you? Like, I'm not necessarily talking to my dad, but like, just whatever the scenario is in your situation, in your life, like whoever might be causing the abuse, what abuse was caused to that person in their lifetime that is now allowed them to be in the position where they are the abuser? Because more than likely, that is what led them to be who they are. And that's not always the case. I understand that. But there's a good portion of time in which that is likely what's led them to be where they are. Sometimes it's the stress in life and they're overwhelmed and they don't know how to process or handle that. But there's a lot of things inflicted upon people that has caused them to get them to be where they are, or they've seen it or they've experienced it, and that it's just reflecting and doing what was done to them, which is sad. So when you do the healing yourself, you start to see the person that's done the doing the harm as, wow. And if you start to learn their story and you start to understand more about them, you actually might uncover that they were also a victim. And a bit more of what I've been uncovering is my father was also a victim. So it helps you open up your heart to, and I don't know that he got resolved to his situation, which is very unfortunate, because he has gone through his life without an I'm sorry or giving him the love that he deserved and him having the opportunity to heal from his childhood wounds. So we don't necessarily know the underlying reason why people do, and that's not an excuse. It's not. But you just can't continue to carry over and carry over and carry over and be like, I'm going to hurt because they hurt and they hurt and they hurt, and just carry it forward. At some point, we just kind of have to stop whatever it was and forgive and move on and stop carrying that forward, because it doesn't really serve anybody. By me carrying it on to my kids and my kids carrying it on to their kids, you know, somebody's got to choose to break it and say, no more, this isn't going on any further, and the buck stops here. So in my family, with my generation, the buck stops with me. So that's my message. If you can be the generation or the person where the buck stops with you, do the healing, work on the forgiveness, do the Ho'oponopono, whatever practices that you need to do to step into the healing for you, your family, and the generations to come. There are so many rewards for that, for you, your kids' kids, versus my dad and his dad and whatever. Like, maybe it was his dad's dad. I don't know how many generations this has happened where people have been abused, alcoholism, et cetera, but it's obviously been going on for generations, and it's unfortunate. But like I said, my generation and my family, it's done here. And I hope my children don't pick it up somewhere along the way and take it forward somewhere somehow. I like to think I'm teaching them better, but at this point, it shouldn't have a reason to continue right now, right here. But at least I'm doing my part, and I hope to God I'm teaching my kids and they do their part. The other aspect of this trip that I thought was worthy of sharing and really exciting is there are two gals, because I didn't have my husband and my kids with me and I was traveling alone. There are two gals that I met in the healing space, and we had only met online. One of them I had received healing from before I actually delved into my healing work myself. And I've since received some healing from her as a fellow healer, and we have done collective healing stuff. And another gal, just in a basically circle of healing friends and connections, you kind of network with others. I've met this other gal, and she's actually been on a previous podcast. And so Margaret Walker, if you've heard her name, and she might listen to this podcast episode, lovely individual. Both of them are beautiful, beautiful souls. They live near the airport I flew into, and I was like, wow, this might be a great opportunity. So we met for lunch and had our first face-to-face meeting. And it's always fabulous when those of us that have started tapping into our abilities have an opportunity to meet. It's always wonderful on Zoom, as it is, to get together and chat and talk and connect with our gifts. But it's also fabulous to meet in person. And Michelle is very visually tapped in. And one of her comments is, she's like, what is your primary, which is my primary ability? And she's like, is it knowing? And I'm like, I think it is. And I'm like, why? And she was sitting across the table from me, and she kept chuckling and laughing because she can see when my head lights up. So right above, as the top of my head lights up every time I'm getting downloads or information's coming into me. And apparently I'm not even self-aware enough to realize how much it's happening, but my head tingles, or it's like, I kind of described it to him, like, it's almost like radio waves kind of coming around like my eye area up through my forehead to the top of my head. Sometimes it gets hot, sometimes it gets tingly, but I get sensations pretty much from my eyeballs up. And I'm like, it was just quite comical to hear someone who's very visual comment on how they see my abilities. So it was just entertaining, the three of us, and how we see and perceive and notice each other's abilities. But I love being around visual and just the conversations you can have with people in this kind of spiritual connected capabilities, but then we all tap into our gifts and abilities differently. I have been asking my angels and guides over and over and over again. I'm like, I want to see, I want to see, I want to see. And I know I need to like spend time and hone into it to be able to do it. And eventually I'll be able to do it. Probably not as my primary, but anyway, I'm like, I want to be able to see because she was laughing her tail off and chuckling, going, "What did you just get? I saw your head light up." But anyway, it was a wonderful, wonderful lunch. I think we were together for over 3 hours. I mean, just great conversation. And I was finding it so damn funny watching her entertained, watching my head light up every time I was getting information. And so she had to remind me to pay attention on how many times in a day I'm getting information, because apparently my head lights up a lot. But I will continue to ask and play around and practice trying to see when my visual capabilities will come into play. But I love Michelle and Margaret to pieces. So if you're listening to this, I just wanted to call you both out. Margaret, I can't wait to work with you more. And if you want to come on and do another podcast with me, but it's been a fabulous trip. I thought this message was really good timing, and being here in this space to talk about something that I think is one very important and very deep, and one that I've on and off tiptoe around discussing because it's so personal, but also something that I think also really needs to be said and talked about because healing is so important, and it really, really, really does change the trajectory of how you have a relationship with the people that impact you, have impacted you in that capacity, especially if they are family. And the fact that I can have a loving, calm, happy relationship with those individuals is a blessing, considering how the beginning years of my life were and how I viewed them through so many years of my life and where they are today. So I find that to be a blessing, and I'm glad I have learned to heal, and I'm glad I've continued to learn to heal, and I hope others are able to find tools and techniques and people around them like myself that can help them and guide them on their healing journey. It is truly powerful. It is a gift, and it's really, really important to do to live a blessed, joyful, just more beautifully comfortable life as you navigate through whatever it is this lifetime has in store for you. So, thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode of Every Little Bit Counts.